Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to AMG Press & Co. Well, we have a special guest tonight that hasn't been on for quite some time. Blackford has returned. And with that, we have our usual stars, myself, Redford, Johnny, and, of course, Allison. Shall we let Blackford in? We should let Blackford in. Blackford in. Blackhood?
Blackhood?
Yes, what is it, Red Hood?
Yes, Blackhood. Yes.
How have you been, gentlemen and lady?
Oh.
Can we cover our butts?
Very good. I mean, what do you think?
Can we cover
since
our butts?
Since we're on to the topic of Cecil the Lion.
Hello, and welcome to AMC Press & Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant. We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliate of Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Gotta let the Queen speak first.
Oh, dear God,
we
Red Hood.
We can let Blackwood back in, right? We can let Blackwood back in, right? Right.
Now we can...
Are you back in?
Yes, I'm back in, I think.
Yes, good. I mean, the thing is, I don't know what to make about the Cecil the Lion stuff. What do you make of it?
Well, what I think is that a lot of rednecks who happen to be dentists, ironically enough, decided to go, to hell with it, let's just shoot a lion and see what happens. Oh, yeah, by the way, in South Africa, you're outnumbered 2 million to 3. How about that, Custer? How about that?
Well, yeah, I mean, then you have the factors of the neighbors of the said lion killer are saying, yeah, we've shot plenty of lions before. This is not the newest one. But yet...
Yeah, the lion is an endangered species.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Lion... So, if the lion is an endangered species, right, then on August 4th, right, the International New York Times and the Minnesota Dentists were called into question, and Theo Blomqvist told NBC News, right?
You know what also makes me laugh too, Red Hood? I'm sorry to interrupt you on this, but it makes me laugh too. It's like,
shoot.
It's like, oh, a white guy can shoot a lion. Yet when a lion kills a white person, oh my God, kill the lion.
Right, and like it's kind of like everybody goes absolutely nuts. But yet, because you have like everybody goes last. I mean, Mr. Bonkers was released last week on $1,000 bail after pleading not guilty to a charge. Failing to prevent him in an illegal hunt. Well, this brings up two things. What is legal? What is not legal? How does money impact it? Okay.
Mexicans aren't
but
legal.
Then,
sorry.
Mexicans have no point in this. But
I know,
yet,
I know.
You know,
but Red Hood, I was making a joke.
I know. But, you know, what's legal? What's not legal? Yet, I think
so it goes like this. So it's illegal for me to own a gun, yet rich people can own a gun and shoot innocent animals?
Right. Exactly.
And,
I mean,
oh, speaking of that, should we tell them about the picture I showed you, Red Hood, earlier today about the Coca-Cola and saying, yeah.
Let's leave that for later.
Oh,
but,
Christ.
I mean,
I'm telling you guys,
you're
going to laugh.
Yeah, it's actually a pretty funny photo. But, I mean, back to Cecil. Cecil, you know, had been, if I'm correct in this, Alison, part of a University of Oxford study in 2008 and wore a tracking collar.
I thought it was 2007.
Okay. No, 2008.
Okay, then. All right, cool.
So then...
Oh, yeah, by the way, his brother was also killed.
So now they have two killed lions.
Yes, that happened to be ambassadors for the species.
Wow, that's...
Yeah.
Yeah, he said, I didn't want to shoot any animals, but...
Bullshit!
You're released on $1,000 bail, and you say, I don't want to shoot any animals, but yet you just shot the most... generated photographic animal.
And most cuddly animal.
And the most
enough.
Cuddly on the planet.
By the way, Red Hood, if you didn't catch the sarcasm there.
Right.
Right.
The most cuddly, yeah.
Yeah.
But yet, Zimbabwe, and I feel like they have a right to do this. Zimbabwe's environmental minister has called for the extradition of Mr. Palmer to face charges in killing the lion. Yet in Florida...
Oh, Jamie. I mean, Red Hood.
Sorry. Yes.
Listen. I apologize. I haven't done this in a while.
Red? Yes?
Mr. Red.
Yes.
Did you also hear about the new gold wolf species that they found? In Ethiopia or wherever? Originally, it was called the gold jackal, but now it's called the golden wolf.
Well, yeah. Sure.
It's apparently a subspecies of the wolf, which I found pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. But yet, Dr. Palmer said, I had no idea that the lion I took down was known as a local favorite and was colored and was a part of the study until the end of the hunt.
Did you not notice the signs in the park featuring the famous thistle?
So then, if there are signs in the park featuring the fucking lion, right, and the local person said, there are lions in this national park, you must not shoot.
You're an idiot,
sir. But then they shoot.
Apparently, of course, they were going for some South Park thing where it's like this, hey, look at that, it's a black bear, and it's coming right for us!
Right. Yeah, but then you have the big, you know, big game trophy hunting season is controversial, but yet illegal in Zimbabwe. Okay?
Oh, God.
The wildlife. So, but then, what's even more interesting is that the United Nations, right, General Assembly, adopted a resolution last week that its supporters would foster the international cooperation to fight illegal poaching and trafficking in the wild, which I totally agree. But my version of events could be, I mean, my version of events would be kind of something like this. Mr. Palmer, yes, you are being extradited to Zimbabwe. We brought Mr. Palmer in Zimbabwe in the exact spot where Cecil was killed. Then the entire Five Lions actually...
Red Hood, this just in. Tomorrow marks the 70th anniversary of the Hiroshima Day. The atomic bomb dropping on August 6th on Hiroshima.
Brilliant. But yet, brilliant. That's fantastic.
Another great example of cruelty to humans, of human cruelty to others.
Oh, definitely. But, you know,
But the atomic bombing on Hiroshima basically showed an advancement in weaponry in a sick way, but in a sense, it also ended the war a lot sooner.
True. But then,
what's your point of view on that, Jamie? I mean, Red Hood.
My point of view is that Cecil the Lion should have dropped the Hiroshima bomb.
Yes, but it would be funny if he did.
It would be. You know, that way
like, oh,
you get
kill
the
me,
event.
I'm going to drop an A-bomb on you.
Beep. Right. I could have two ways of revenge. One, the U.S. United Nations General Assembly extradites Mr. Palmer, and he sent to the exact site where he killed his prey, and a ton of lions maul his ass.
Oh, that would be entertaining, wouldn't it? But here's the problem, though, Jamie, is that lions only eat Christian. Don't eat... Well, did they say what religion this dentist was?
No, but I'm afraid to ask.
Why do I get the feeling that he's a Christian?
If he was a Christian, don't you think that he'd have a little bit more sympathy to not gnaw his gun into a lion?
Actually, to be honest, I'm hoping that he is Christian, so then the lion actually eats him. If you get the Roman Empire reference there, please raise your hand.
Yeah, we get the reference.
Yeah.
Alex,
okay.
What do you think? What do you think, Allison?
It would be definitely... it would be interesting if they have them do the whole Roman Empire lions...
Only this time, though, of course,
similar
the victim
Coliseum.
Isn't armed. This time, though, of course, the victim isn't armed. He's only armed with a toothpick.
See, that's the... See, I'm the toothpick trying to defend myself against a lion.
Hey, what could possibly go wrong?
How far does that go?
Oh, it'd be comical.
Anyway, you were saying, Allison...
Too bad the Roman Colosseum isn't around, because they tended to use lions...
Well, what we could do, Red Hood, is go over to the Hunger Games, and you know what? Never mind. I just realized that everybody would be screwed at that point. Anyway,
everybody would be, even Suzanne Coleman would be fucking screwed. Exactly. You know, but yeah.
Especially, of course, if you're unarmed and going up against a lion, you're basically boned.
Yeah.
You know, the Roman Colosseum thing, that's not such a bad idea. If it was in a Roman Colosseum of hunters against a dentist, now that
would be funny.
That would be funny.
You're horrible, Red Hood. You are. Wow.
No. All of them wearing support people t-shirts.
Cecil or somebody else.
Yeah, to Cecil or not to Cecil.
Oh, Christ.
Attack the bristles.
I swear to God, Red Hood, I'm going to slap you for that.
But yet, even the two men brought before the court over this incident proved that the microcosm of Zimbabwe's new reality after its landform was a black landowner who is yet to be charged and his white ranger pleaded not guilty in aiding the rich dentist.
Yet, if you
now,
shoot a human, he's in the clear because, you know, it was a human. But
it's a human, right? But yet, the prosecutors believe that it was a crime that the lion was shot with a bow and arrow after being lured out of its
Meanwhile, of course,
protecting
the lion is already pissed off enough as it is because you shot him with an arrow. The lion's like, really?
Yeah, and,
really?
And,
you know?
And then on top of that, he's like, where's my compass and where am I going? Oh, shit.
Exactly.
You know.
It's like, oh, dear God.
But yet, ironically, they call the man eat this dentist, Maswa Sia, meaning, how is your day? But also, man-eater, or lion-eater. But yet, in Florida, right, we can trace this back to Florida where he lives. A bunch of people have vandalized his garage, saying, lion killer.
Yeah,
his next door neighbor
is a lion killer.
Obviously.
It's kind of right. Yeah, it's kind of a. It's like going, yeah, or he's not, yeah, he is. It's kind of obvious. Okay.
Oh, for fuck's sake, Jamie.
Oh.
I mean, Red Hood.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes.
Bad Boys 3
yes.
just got a release date, and there's going to be a fourth.
Oh, fantastic. But yeah, it honestly, I think in terms of the controversialness of the fact that Cecil, okay, yeah, he was under the care of Oxford. You have to think of it. You know, now they're going to kill, they've killed his brother and now they've killed him.
What's next?
It
his wife?
Oh, God.
Sorry.
But yet, I mean, the thing is, hunting brings in $6.16 million into, and trophy hunting is something all year round, right?
Really?
And in a brief.
And
yeah.
It's one thing to hunt. To eat it versus having it as a trophy on a
yeah.
fucking wall.
Is that?
I mean,
I was laughing that lion's brain was still there, and the entire time the lion would say to you mentally, fuck you, and again, fuck you.
Oh, of course, because I'm dead. But yet, the fact that it's controversial in the fact that they think it's a white man's game. No. Let's reverse this for 2 seconds, okay?
American sport. Wait, no.
Right, let's...
Sorry.
No,
It's the Native African sport.
Right.
I just
let's
realized
just say,
that it was bad. I'm like, oh, shit, wait.
Yeah, let's just put this for a second, okay? If the Zimbabweans, right, were black, not white, and the blacks... Well, hunting the white.
Oh, and by the way, evolutionist theorists. By the way, the first Cro-Magnon or Homo sapien was black.
Yeah, which is exactly the point I was getting to. You were too quick for me. The thing about it is really, if you flip the script right, and the Zimbabweans that were white, and they say it's a white man's game. Well, what if it was a black man's game? What would you do then?
If it was a black man's game, we'd all be screwed. No, I'm kidding.
Wait, no, you're right.
Yeah, it would lead to, yeah.
It would lead to mayhem.
It would be,
yeah.
But it'd be awesome mayhem.
Well, yeah.
I forgot where I was going with that. Anyway.
Well, the fact is, okay, the maximum population of lions is 35,000 in Africa. The maximum...
That's not a lot.
That's not a lot. That's like there used to be more. Okay, 665 approximately in just in numbers. Okay, 665 approximately in number of trophy lions killed and exported per year from Africa. Right, 49 of the lions.
It's funny though too, Red Hood, because somebody asked me recently. It's like, would I ever shoot a wolf? And I'm like, no, that's like shooting my own dog.
Right, but yet 49. Trophy lions were exported from Zimbabwe in 2013. 0.29 were contributions to the GDP of Zimbabwe from trophy hunting, right? 17% of the Zimbabwean land giving was given to trophy hunting. Okay? So, it's the divided trends of to hunt or not to hunt. That's like saying, would you want to kill a residential cat? I don't think so.
Because that cat would kick your ass.
Right.
I mean, look.
Right. But yet,
put it this way. Look, you guys thought Maine Coons were big. A lion and a tiger. You're talking about wild Maine Coon, literally on steroids.
Yeah, you would not want to mess with that. You wouldn't even want to fuck with that.
No.
No.
My point is, of course, is that cheetahs, lions, tigers, pumas, cougars, they're all giant house cats that are on steroids.
Right.
And are, by the way, smarter than the average house cat. So.
Right.
Yay.
But yet, they're saying because he was too old of the hunted humans,
oh
right,
my.
That he was the easiest prey of all. And I'm just like.
Oh, shit. Doesn't matter
like,
how old the damn cat is, that cat is still going to kick your ass.
Right, and what the hell do you know, what is it? Like, the fact that you paid or reported, let's see, how much did you pay for that?
Why he won in the first place, though, is because he had a weapon, like a gun. If he had a knife, I'd like to see him go up against a cat with a knife.
There would be no chance.
There would be no chance in hell.
It'd be a little bit fairer for the cat.
Oh yeah,
the cat would have a very, very, trust me.
Knowing me, Red Hood, of course, knowing me and him, we'd be watching the cat kill the guy with while throwing popcorn in our mouth.
Oh, absolutely.
Laughing, we're like, ooh.
Okay. I would not be surprised if he led two tribes containing 6 lionesses and 12 cubs, along with another lion named Jericho. I wouldn't be surprised if they dropped Mr. Whatever his name is, right, into the same slot, and all of them came out.
I would laugh, hands down. I would laugh.
I would pay to see the footage of this guy with his dentist tools, and all you just see is him drop the dentist tools and go, okay, where the fuck do I look?
Exactly. It's like, oh, shit.
And how long is this going to last? And then you wouldn't hear any more of it.
Raise your hand, of course, if you think the lioness would get payback on him.
Right.
You killed my husband, and now I'm going to kill you.
Right, exactly. But yet, the American dentist from Minnesota, which they say in the BBC, who paid $50,000.
Okay,
so let's break this down, shall we? Let's do some little bit DJing, or ecological, geographical DJing. Or monetary or DJ, you can help out with Allison. Okay, so $50,000, $10,000 of which would probably be an apartment in New York City, right? Or a flat in London, right? Plus another Mac, which is about $2,000, plus your entire setup, right? Which includes furniture, clothes, accessories, tools, this, that, and the other thing, right? So then that's $20,000. What are you going to do with the extra $30,000? Do you give it to a too good to A, do you go to Hunters? No. B, do you go to Lions? Maybe. C, do you go to Hunters and then to Lions, but the Hunters have no guns?
That'd be entertaining.
That would be entertaining. That I would pay to see.
I just realized how sadistic we are to our own species, Red Hood.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, I can get a lot farther. Because, you know,
you
if
me
you
both,
have no
Jesus.
Guns... Yeah, if you have no guns, then there's no war, right? You go bang, bang, boom, bang, bang. Nobody's killed. It's just a lion. The lion would be like, yeah, whatever, you can go play a fucking sword fight. Whatever you're going to do, do it. Then, right, then there wouldn't have been all this extradition for Mr. Palmer to go into Zimbabwe. He would have
exactly.
said, I killed a lion. Oh, yeah? How did you kill it? Well, I killed it with my bare hands. Really? Nobody kills it with their bare hands, you fucking idiot. You know,
well,
going to the lodge. Well, I did. Well, you must be the first
one. Leonidas did. Oh, wait, no, that was Hercules.
Yeah. No, that was Hercules. You're getting your Roman mixed up again. Blackwood.
You mean Greek.
You know. Yeah, you're Greek.
Not Greek to me.
Damn it, Red Hood, get it right. Get your history straight.
Jesus. But, you know, at the same time, like, the flaw, I think, really remains with this dentist. If they fully extradited him to Zimbabwe, I think it would be a good lesson.
Yes,
you know,
indeed.
Him being the only American to have gone in front of the Society of Dentistry, and then the Society of Hunting Poachers, and then the Society for Saving Lions. Oh, wait. What is that called? WWD.
Exactly.
It's called the World Wildlife Federation, you fucking retard.
Really?
Yeah. And then on top of that, I just don't see... How you could find out after the hunt.
How pissed off the other lions are going to be.
Well, no, not just the lions, but after the bloody fucking hunt. How much of a cock do you have to be?
Anyway, moving on.
After the hunt. That's all I have to say. After the hunt. Fuck off. You said before you sign the fucking bloody contract, you should have said, are there any rules? Do I have to follow anything? Do not endanger any fucking lions. Right. So, up next on the docket, we have the ADA and the history of the ADA in terms of the fact that it's been 50 years, right, since this law has passed, and all four of us really know exactly.
Good God.
It's been 25 years after the ADA, but really the 50th anniversary of it.
Yet we still find ignorance everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, well, but we have a good one, don't we?
What do you mean?
I have a very good one. When I was working at the Burger King about 5 years ago, somebody said this to me. A customer literally asked me, are you retarded, sir? I'm like, what do you mean? Well, I mean, you didn't get my order right. I'm like, well, I have Asperger's syndrome, and that's what it means, you stupid git. Take your food.
Yeah.
I don't care. I'm not replacing for you. Go somewhere else. Fuck him.
Well, yeah. But in Baltimore, in an elementary school, Eric Anders was told that he should never hold down a job or live on his own, right? Who's now 28 and actually has Asperger's.
27, mate.
And now...
outside your door.
No. Him. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
I'm back.
Yeah, 28. Yeah. I'm 27, mate.
I know, but this guy is 48.
Oh, that mate.
He has Asperger's syndrome and now works in the Baltimore area as a window maker and rents his own apartment. And I was able to prove to some people wrong that I'm independent with a lot of people with disabilities can live and work on their own.
Yeah, since
1990, when George H.W. Bush signed the Americans with Disabilities Act, it's become a lot...
Mate, stupid. You know this as well as I do.
Well, people are stupid. People who are neurotypical are stupid, except for the people who actually know what they're doing.
Like us, ironically enough.
Well, like us, like people who raised us. You know, Allison, do you have, or Johnny, do you have any comments to make on this?
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, we put him on the spot.
No, yeah.
No. Oh, no. What happened?
Well, I guess my brain ain't working.
Well, that's
well,
a problem.
No. Well, yeah. Allison, do you have any thoughts on this?
His head crashed.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'll be right back.
Oh, no. Well, I guess it's us. but, I mean...
Wow, that was
awesome. Those, yeah.
Happy Friday forcing an unexpected reboot.
Right.
Yeah. No, we haven't. But anyway, for those with disabilities, employment is the avenue to so many things. Okay. But yet, the drugstore chain... Walgreens, right, launched an initiative 7 years ago. At its distribution centers, hire workers with disabilities and give them the same pay, jobs, and expeditions with all other workers. Its former executive, motivated to help people like his own son with autism, ending up being in business, being good for business, right?
Right.
Of course we're good for business, because we fucking... get work shit done.
Define done. I mean, as we all know, as we've all known, that Americans are rather lazy.
Some Americans.
Yeah. Right. Sorry, mate. I'm just planning out my trip to San Francisco as well as doing this.
Have fun.
Yes, so, I know. I'll be meeting my nephew over there, who I haven't seen in, like, forever.
Well, yeah, that's really good. But yet, hiring through the ARC, which is a, you know, is responded to the company with a Help Wanted and has hired 6 workers through the organization. Just to remind everyone that the ARC is an organization to help people with developmental disabilities all around the United States. Yet, it's also been providing reasonable standard, the standards required by the ADA, Christmas said, and the ARC provide workers with transportation and job coaches when they're first being trained. John Kelly, who's the Vice President of Government Affairs and Policy for South America, a nonprofit that helps place job candidates with significant disabilities, has said that the ADA has helped open the doors. So, you know, the fact is that I couldn't go back to what I was doing, but I didn't know what I was capable of doing. I was going into debt and had nothing to pay the bills to take care of my daughter, and I was afraid to apply for a job because I didn't know what I could handle. But yet, the Veteran Affairs...
Mate, do you mind not hovering in and out of the mic?
I'm so sorry. But yet, the Veteran Affairs and Ability One has helped people get jobs at Fort Meade through a non-profit-based community nonprofit service has offered federal jobs to people. Yet, you know, it's a very important thing in the entertainment industry as well, because of the fact that that's what binds everybody together in the acting world, it's not, and the playwriting world and the entertainment world. That's the only law that we have to stand on, you know, to protect our rights. But,
wait, we have rights? My God, I can't believe it. We actually have rights?
Of course we have rights.
Mate, that was being sarcastic.
I know. But yet, of course we have rights. But we have Senator Tom Harkin, former Senator Tom Harkin, was the architect of this law, to thank, who was inspired by his brother, Frank Harkin.
By the way, Red Hood, did you also get that picture I sent you of the chickens when I was at the state fair?
Yes, I did. It's very funny.
Chickens, Eddie!
I did. Chickens, Eddie, what? Sorry!
In case you haven't noticed...
But yet...
Okay, listeners, in case, of course, you're confused as to that inside joke, only people who grew up in the 90s up until 2000-something will get that reference.
Or the Bogus Bunsen Bean and
great book, by the way.
Yeah, the Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Oh God, that was an amazing book.
Well, it is.
I read it like what,
classic. Twice?
Let us not forget A Clockwork Orange, which by the way was quite disturbing.
Oh yeah.
Well, yeah.
Oh,
but how does that tie into the ADA Act?
Well, basically, it's supposed to shows how twisted-minded we individuals with learning disabilities are.
Quite cynical
when we need to be. And a lot of the times people, I'm not bashing anybody who isn't learning disabled. I mean, feel free to do whatever the hell you want, but keep in mind too that we learning disabled people have higher GPAs than you. Ha ha.
It would do amazing things.
Yes.
But indeed. Yeah. So I mean, do you have any thoughts, Ms. Allison? What do you think?
Well, she already knows that we're both psycho, Red Hood.
Well, yeah.
Aside from that.
Aside from that, what do you think, Allison, about the ADA history article? I mean, before we're on.
That there's still so much that has been done, but there's still so much that needs to be done as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean...
It goes hand in hand.
You know what we really need to do? We need to get rid of these idiots that are in Congress and put in new people, because they're all too old and decrepit.
Well, too old and decrepit that they have to simplify. They have to simplify the laws, like the Able Act, the one we actually voted on and got through last year. That's still going, and now IRS is trying to take a whack at it and trying to tax it.
You know what I say to the IRS? Suck it.
What?
I say suck my balls.
Well, no, if they suck your balls, they'd be worth a lot more money. but anyway, I mean...
I never even thought about that, actually. That's pretty funny.
my
balls are worth $1 million because the IRS sucked it.
Yeah, but then you get a few fuck-off tax breaks.
I have to keep having them suck my balls then. Okay then. Well, that's a problem.
A bit.
Yeah.
Sorry,
a bit.
A bit of a problem.
Oh, my.
I know, George.
Depending on...
Yeah.
I I think we just spoke Jonathan there for a minute because I could hear him in the back snickering.
Like what?
I could hear you trying not to laugh, John.
John, Johnny.
Wait, John, am I in trouble?
Yeah. No, you're not in trouble.
John. I can literally hear you trying not to laugh in the background as Red Hood and I are discussing
the
situation.
Johnny, are you okay?
I'm fine. I'm good.
Oh, God, he's down. He's down.
Johnny,
oh, my God.
Johnny, down. Johnny, get your
gun. Oh, jeez. But, no, I mean, like, there's a lot to do. There's a lot, still a lot to do. I mean, I'm hoping that after Obama leaves, that he continues fighting the good fight for people with disabilities. Especially
a lot of Republicans are actually fighting for disabilities as well, so keep that in mind.
Yes and no.
But it depends on who you're looking at. You know, well, Donald Trump, well, he's not really the one you want to look for.
No. He's the one that you just want to say, go.
However, though, Reagan, on the other hand, did. Reagan and George W. Both did.
They
were both awesome, but anyway.
Well, Reagan also broke down the Berlin Wall.
Yeah.
So
by yelling Reagan smash.
Or just Berlin smash, and then it turned into Reagan.
Berlin
smash.
Reagan.
So yours. Yeah, Reagan sleep.
Reagan money brains.
Reagan. Yeah. Anyway, I think there's a lot more to go.
You know who we really need, though, in office? We need another Roosevelt. Teddy or FDR will do the trick. I'm not picking on which one, you know?
See, I think if FDR were to come back from the grave,
you'd be like, what the hell is going on here?
And see what was going on today.
Yeah, he'd be like, what the actual fuck?
Well, not only what the fuck.
Be like, didn't me and my second cousin just clean up this mess?
Right, and if we go into history, right, we will find.
Oh, I would laugh if FDR actually did come back from the grave and go, okay, what the hell happened?
Right.
Raise your hands if you guys would laugh if that actually happened.
That would be awesome. Interesting.
That would be hysterical.
It'd definitely be interesting, not laughable, but going maybe an eye, maybe the shock and awe.
He'd be like, what the hell?
Yeah, it would be shocking. It would definitely be one of those moments where you go, okay, did I just see FDR walk down the street?
Right, or did I see Fowler and FDR walking into Congress?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, I just had like a very, very funny thought. You guys might want to cover your ears on this one. This is actually kind of inappropriate. But if due to censorship nowadays, I do believe that they are taking racism, the whole racist card thing, a little too far.
I agree. I agree with you.
Do you want to know what I feel is the problem? Is that anything, any soda which is anything which has to do with the Confederacy, which, by the way, is part of history, they instantly break down. It's like, are you kidding me? You're making us forget our history here.
You're right with that. Yeah. You are right.
Jamie, for fuck's sakes. Red Hood, am I right or am I wrong?
No, you are right. You are right. I mean, history is
Look,
now
I don't
want to
forget
rewritten.
My history. I'm a true American, true red, white, and blue, doesn't matter which flag. However, However, I see the point about the Confederate flag. The only thing I don't get is that now of course you're taking it to the extreme, whereas Coca-Cola was founded by a former Confederate colonel. It's racist. We should get rid of it.
We should just forget about
it. It's almost like it's a brand.
It's a brand, dipshit. It's not racist.
Right, it's a brand.
You know?
It's going
slap.
So, it's a drink. It's
a soda. It's not like it says KKK cola on there.
Yeah.
Right.
Sorry, I had to say it.
No, and the KKK
is still the soda is yelling
too.
White power, because by the way, that soda, the color, if you look closely at it, the color is black.
Yeah, exactly. So it's racist soda. Now, like, all the kids are doing it. La da 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 la da 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 la da 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 da.
And
yeah, okay.
Isn't it racist? It's true.
Right. Exactly. Every Southerner is going, yes, it's Coke. No, it's fucking red. Red Coke, red, white, and blue, Confederate flag. Yay! No.
No, you fucking retard. Yeah.
What do they call soda down south?
Pop.
They call it Coke.
Jeez. No, they call it pop.
You know what else they call it?
What?
Yeah. All right, I'm gonna stop now, just because. Yeah, no. Anyway.
Yes, gambling the sun when you found that. Yeah. Anyway, I mean.
Sorry.
Yeah, but I mean, our last topic of the night.
That was a little random.
Yeah. I think our last topic of the night has to be doing.
God, only 11 o'clock. Good lord.
Yeah, it is. Time goes by fast on the phone.
No shit.
God, our last topic of the night.
So, Red Hood, shall I call you later on after this?
Let's talk about it off air. Students with disabilities allegedly handcuffed as punishment. Now, of course, this had to be in the Eastern District of Kentucky.
Of course, it's always Kentucky.
It's always Kentucky, it's always the South. I'll handcuff you.
Colonel Sanders.
Right.
Colonel Sanders, president.
Wrong. Yeah, but I'll handcuff you and shackling two people with disabilities after misbehaving at school.
Really?
Okay. Shackling. We don't have much time, but shackling children is not okay. It's traumatizing, and in this case, also illegal.
It's
called illegal bondage of a child, which also quotes, quote-unquote, pedophilia in school.
Well, yeah, but the point was that it was actually done by a police officer.
My God, a police officer who's a pedophile. I love the irony.
Police officer, pedophile, police officers, same thing, just different uniform, all dressed in fucking uniform.
And if it, I can understand, of course, if it was a hot police girl, but you know what? I'm just gonna stop. I'm just gonna stop right there. I'm. You know what?
So, yet the litigation was filed on Monday in the Southern, the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Kentucky, and accuses the Kenyon County Sheriff Kevin Sumner of handcuffing an 8-year-old and 9-year-old girl while working.
Pedophile!
Right. While working at a school resource office in Covington, Kentucky. Each case lawsuit alleges that the restraint which is a punishment for the behavior of the two children with disability, neither child is arrested or charged with a crime.
Really?
A video of the incident involving the boy, known in the court papers as SR, shows handcuffed around the child's bicep as he cries out pain.
We had another one. We had a very fun event where we literally had somebody tase somebody who's autistic.
But what is this?
This was like in 2008, dude.
I remember hearing about that.
Yep.
Where was this?
I forgot. Wasn't it like? It was somewhere on the East Coast. I know that much.
Something I forget offhand where it was. Not exactly. I can't remember where though.
Right. But yeah, it is kind of disgusting how how, you know, these girls were, you know, restricted for no apparent reason. You know, and then the Covington School's personnel requested the assistance from the police during school hours after school administrators' efforts tried to de-escalate and defuse a threat to others that had been proven unsuccessful. Deputy Sumner responded to the call and did what he was sworn to do in the conformity with the Constitution and law and the standard.
That's unconstitutional,
bullshit.
I hate to tell you.
Yeah, there's
nothing in the Constitution that says you can defend yourself, that you can tase learning disabled people,
or
shackle them up.
No.
Have you ever read the Constitution? Does it ever say that? Oh, let me think about this. Oh yeah, no. We are not Iraq, people.
We're not Iraq. We're not any, you know,
that's not England or France. No offense, Red Hood, but I really don't like the French right now because they aren't doing shit against ISIS.
Well, yeah, I could say the
bastards.
Same thing. Yeah.
At least Norway's doing something about it, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, before things get a little too awkward.
Oh, what?
Mm.
What do you mean?
What do you mean awkward?
Yeah, as in Black Hood, I'm gonna kick your ass after this show.
Yeah. So, what was I gonna say? Right. I just think in the age range of people, you know, and in the interest of time, what do you actually get from benefiting from handcuffing these kids to a pool? What's the benefit in this?
What was the question? I'm sorry, Red Hood.
What is the benefit of handcuffing two kids to a pole?
Besides a slap to the face by the parents?
Well, yeah. But also, the slapping would, like, let's bring it back to Cecil for a second. Would you like, if you were a lioness, to be shackled to a pole?
Oh, I'd be pissed.
Of course you'd be pissed.
Yeah, but...
but let's say there's lioness and disabilities.
Yep.
Yeah.
No.
Blindness with a learning disability. I would love to see that.
I don't know which way my paw is. Front, back, sir. Front, back. Back, front.
You see, now, ladies and gentlemen, the only reason why of course, we can make learning disabled jokes is because we are learning disabled.
Yeah.
We understand that we're joking around. But when you guys when normal people say it, they go a little too far and say, oh, you're fucking retarded. By the way, at least we're not as retarded as you are.
Yeah,
well, yeah, and the fact that at the opening of the show, we do specifically state that we do have idiots for people got it minding the goals. But, you know, at the same time, we're not the idiots.
We're simply normal people who are scared to death of people who don't have disabilities.
Right.
Or people who may not fully grasp what we face too.
It's just that
understanding.
A lot of the times, of course, you guys talk in a manner which does not sound like English to us. So, if you don't mind, put subtitles when you talk.
See, it would be kind of funny in the factors of
Sorry, Red Hood.
Just in the factors of the fact if every road, if everybody spoke gibberish,
we'd have a fun time, basically.
Yeah, but if everybody spoke gibberish, you would need a great use of tranquilizers. Mr. Dentist Man. Mr. Dentist Man.
You're telling me.
Oh, that's horrible.
Charlie Brown.
Yeah, Mr. Dentist Man. Exactly. Mr. Dentist Man.
I would think that would be almost like the Charlie Brown feature.
Oh, Christ.
What? The
Charlie
normal human language?
Yes.
Which is, by the way, of course, is literally how people with ADD actually do hear teachers now.
Right.
I'm like, I'm like, what are they saying? Check out for the love of God. Teacher, yes, do me a favor. What's up, Eric? Shut up.
I haven't visited to you in high school. But anyway.
We gotta go.
Yeah, that's that's the end of the show. That's the end of the line until next week the week after when we actually have the show. And,
yes.
Yeah. So have a great middle of the August, and we will all see you at some point soon. Good night.
Goodbye. Good luck. Keep going. Amen.
Good night.